time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Well, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and I thank each of you for listening today. You know, what a great summer we've had. But with the fall comes the Twin Cities Marathon, the three-day breast cancer walk, and a lot of achy feet. Maybe your achy feet comes from cruising the halls of a hospital as a nurse, or walking back and forth in a classroom answering your students' questions, or as a carpenter climbing up and down a ladder. So if you're experiencing achy feet, stay tuned because we want to share some nutritional solutions. Let's stop for just a moment and ask how many of you have thought that there is a connection to what you're eating and the aches and pains in your feet. We have two experts today to help you make that connection. Our co-host is Wendy Cates Dancer. Wendy is a regular on the show. She's a registered nurse. She's a nutrition counselor. And Wendy, you've cruised the halls.
A few halls, yes.
Many halls in hospitals and nursing homes, haven't you?
Yeah, I certainly have, Dar. And I certainly know many nurses, many nursing assistants, and struggle with feet problems, plantar fasciitis, bone spurs, other types of foot inflammation, and pain.
And we know those Twin City Marathoners or other runners are often experiencing plantar fasciitis, bone spurs or foot pain that stops their running and puts them on the sideline.
Yeah, for months at a time. Plantar fasciitis is also known as the flip-flop disease.
So what is the nutritional connection to inflammation, especially to inflammation in the feet?
So we've invited Deb Reeves, who is also a nurse, to our show to be our special guest to talk about her aching feet and how she discovered the magic of nutrition to reduce the inflammation and the plantar fasciitis.
Deb, welcome to the show. You know, I know you're a hospice nurse, and you're on your feet a lot for hours and hours and hours, aren't you?
Oh, my goodness, yes. As a night nurse, I'm the first day I'm on my feet for 24 hours.
Wow.
To get going, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
But,
okay.
You know, Dar, before I start talking about my feet, I want to tell the audience how I got involved with weight and wellness. And that was because...
I love this story.
Well, that was because of my husband, Larry. And, you know, I thought health issues were just hereditary. I thought they were just fate. And you've shown me just how wrong I am with that. It's still mind-boggling to me that it's possible to completely turn around a serious health issue. And my husband, he started out in his early 40s with high cholesterol, high blood pressure, high lipids, and then was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes and subsequently put on 6 medications.
That's very young to have that happen, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and very devastating because it's like a crippling illness. And as a nurse, I know as diabetes gets worse, the health problems that come along with it, and they're all bad.
And he already had several of them.
Oh, he did. And the doctor, even when his lipids got so high, the doctor even, and I've said this before, compared him to a ticking time bomb, saying that he would have a heart attack. And we just don't know how long the fuse is and how scary that is to have 4 children and a husband that could drop at any moment. And the last straw came when the doctor said, I think we're going to have to put you on insulin. And that, I, as a nurse, I was devastated. And that's when, you know, fate as it would be, I picked up one of the magazines for one of the local schools that was having a Jumpstart Your Metabolism course.
And that community ed
program.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And
right.
We went to the one in Woodbury on Radio Drive. And I encouraged my husband to go, which hindsight was the best thing that I ever could do because he was so excited about it. And I even listened outside the door for a little bit trying to hear the tidbits. And we decided, you know, we got nothing to lose. I mean, nothing's working. Snacking on the diet pop and the pretzels all day. I mean, what kind of a snack is that? I mean, doesn't it sound terrible?
But it does to us.
But that's what the doctor said. Low fat. you know, pull out all the fats and add the diet pop. And his labs were going from bad to worse. And then when we went to jumpstart your metabolism and we implemented eating real foods, and in a matter of weeks, I can remember getting the lab results and everything going to normal. And the first thing I did after I almost fell over and passed out and was just jumping up knowing that, oh, my God, you know, we can grow old now. You know, this there's no insulin. I mean, this man that I absolutely adore is going to be fine. And I called you, Dar. I wrote you a letter because it was just, I couldn't believe that all medical science, doing everything the doctor said, going on all these medications, where everything was going from bad to worse, putting him right in that heart attack zone, and then just following your advice from a simple 2-hour class, jumpstart your metabolism. Mm-hmm. I mean, that has saved his life and made me happy. And then I went on to take the 6-week course, which I learned. I can't even tell you what I've learned, how that saved my family in so many ways. And that information is available here right now, affordable to everybody.
FM 107, dishing up nutrition.
But I think, Deb, one of the things that we should tell people that, you know, honestly, Larry's triglycerides went from about, I think they were up in the 400s.
No, triglycerides.
They were unmeasurable.
Yeah.
1,300. Yes. Oh, 13. Yeah. I mean, so that's been 6 years ago, you know, that we did this.
Oh, yeah.
It?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He's still doing well.
He's doing well. Yeah, and knowing what foods to grab.
Yeah.
Knowing, you know, these are my choices and what's the best for my body. We only get one body. It's not like a car. You know, we ran this one in the ground. Let's get another one. I mean, this is our temple. And right. And you have taught us how to cherish it and to live well, live the best life I can live because of you, Dar. And I am forever grateful. And that's why I'm here.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And we're talking about feet today. And yeah. So we got Larry all healed, but then you started to have aches and pains in your elbows and especially your feet, right, Deb?
Yeah, well, you know. Yeah. It started. We've pulled back all the trans fat and we pulled back all the high fructose corn syrup, those things that are so detrimental. But I'm a baker and got a little bit of a sweet tooth, so even though it's organic sugar, I thought, well, you know, this
an organic flour.
Or yeah, yeah. So this will be okay. You know, the whole wheat flour. And my elbows started to hurt, and I was diagnosed with tendonitis. And it's like, well, okay, you know. And then my feet started to hurt. And I can't even begin to tell you the pain when you get up in the morning and your heel hits. It feels like a spike driven right into your foot. I can't even get to tell you how painful that is. And of course, I had no idea that what I was putting in my mouth was
had anything to do with your feet.
No. I'm thinking, well, you know, I'm on my feet a lot, and as a nurse, you know, maybe
but
this
you
is.
You were having some signs and symptoms, weren't you? Like with those Tums sitting by your bed in the middle of
well,
the night?
Well, that's just it.
That, you know, that maybe some heartburn because of
lots of heartburn. Heartburn almost nightly.
Wheat, the actual wheat that you were eating and the good kashi cereal in the afternoon.
That's
right?
All we have in our house is the organic cereal. And I was still eating that. And in the middle of the night, get terrible heartburn. And so they reach for the Tums or the Prilosec or the Prevacid, whatever's next to me.
And but what were you doing when you did that? You were creating what in your body?
I was creating a pH imbalance. And right. I did not realize that. So in essence, what I was doing was I gave myself plantar fasciitis, which turned into a bone spur. And when I went to the doctor, they tested me for lupus because they thought, well, maybe, you know, chronically there's something going on. And then when that test came back negative, it's like, you know something, I ought to call Dar.
And we just need to tell our listeners that lupus is a severe, debilitating autoimmune disease. You know, it's like rheumatoid arthritis, only it affects your other connective tissues. And, you know, so you were looking at maybe a life on steroids, right?
Oh,
not
sure.
A pretty picture.
Sure. Well, the pain got so bad, Wendy. I mean, my heel looked like a tomato. It was red and swollen. And so I went to the podiatrist. I said, well, let me go to the specialist.
You're such a great nurse.
You know, I think we should explain to people what this is. You know, we throw these words out, but have we ever even explained what this is? It's a pain on the bottom of the feet. And it's like there's a little tissue that runs from the heel to your toe, and it can get inflamed and very painful, can it?
Oh, it's just every morning you start your day, you get out of bed, you hit the floor, and it's like, oh my God, this hurts so bad. And then after a while, the pain it doesn't subside, but it gets a little bit better because your foot's gotten used to it, I guess.
Yeah.
And as soon as you get off your foot and then get back on, it's like that spike driven right through. And it was just...
Well, it's like, you know, just like the tendon in anybody that's had like tennis
right.
elbow or that tendonitis of your elbow is extremely painful. And that's what's going on in the bottom mm-hmm. of your foot, from the ball of your foot mm-hmm. to your toes.
And so, you know, it really does come pretty much from, you know, overusing your feet, or, you know, that's why they call it the flip-flop disease, or what you learned is it was coming from
sugar.
And wheat.
Yeah.
And wheat. So I think, though, as a caregiver, it's so easy to do that. You know, my own story is I took care of my clients, had them see Dar, but I didn't see Dar for another 5 or 6 years. You know, it's just easy to do that when that's where you live, isn't it, Deb?
Oh.
You know, as a caregiver, it's like, but hard to make the connection yourself with what was going on with your feet.
I never, ever, ever. And here, Dar, you've saved me from my family from so many ailments, but I never put it together that the pain I was experiencing in my feet. And
you know, and I think, Deb, honestly, I don't think most people would put that together.
I don't think so either.
And that's why we did the show today, because I think that these inflamed feet, whatever is causing it, is epidemic right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're talking about it. And it isn't just the runners. It is the nurses and the teachers and the carpenters and all the people that are on their feet. They really have to eat more carefully. That's what we're saying.
Well, and even people that sit at computers all day, because you're creating a muscular imbalance in your body, you know, so it isn't particularly anybody that has to be on their feet all day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now my girlfriend, you know, she sits at a computer job all day, and she suffers from plantar fasciitis also. So it's the inflammation.
Yeah. If you've got the inflammation, you know what it feels like. But if you've never experienced that, people are sitting back and saying, wow, what is that? And Deb, describe that pain more. And some of the things that you went through.
Well, you have to start walking. As soon as you walk, your heel makes contact first. And as soon as you make that contact, it just feels like a spike being driven through. I mean, it's just, you know, I'd put that up there on a bad day with labor. I mean, I would put that right up there. I would. And I had natural childbirth, so I know what I'm talking about here.
But the men probably don't know what you're talking about.
Oh,
so I think the spike works for them, don't you think?
but you know, Wendy, and your quality of life is so diminished because you're going, well, how much walking
can I do?
Will that be, you know, when we want to go somewhere, well, how much walking is that going to be? And then footwear. You know, what can I wear that's comfortable? And, you know,
ugly shoes.
Well, I went and I got some shoes that had springs in them, and they were very expensive, but that didn't diminish it just maybe a little bit helped.
So, you know what? We actually have to take a quick break.
Oh, but we're having so much fun.
I know. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company specializing in therapeutic nutrition. You know, an interesting study reported in the American Journal of Medicine this month, was 76,000 people. They found those who had blood sugars or blood glucose readings between 100 and 125 were more at a risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Well, that certainly isn't surprising to us. So what makes for high glucose readings? That's an interesting question. Maybe the large blizzard with 48 teaspoons of sugar, or that box of movie, you know, the dots that you buy at the movie theater, 48 teaspoons of sugar. So, or this is another surprising one, 2 cups of Smart Starts, 44 teaspoons of sugar. So could it be that too many processed carbs are causing these high blood sugars? So if you have questions today.
Or aching feet.
651-641-1071.
Strings to bind your hands, not if my love can. Find your heart. There's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer, registered nurse and nutritional counselor, and I'm here with Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and our special guest today, Deb Reeves, a hospice nurse that found a nutritional cure for her aching feet. And an interesting fact, nutrition affects your brain.
That's right.
It affects your cholesterol. It affects your feet. It affects fertility. It affects your lungs. It affects your heart. It affects your mood. So let's face it, nutrition affects your life.
It does. You know, it's so interesting, isn't it, that all these things. So, you know, just to kind of recap, Deb, a couple of questions. You know, you said that Larry was going to have to be put on insulin.
That's correct.
And so what, a couple of little quick things. You stopped the pretzels, right?
Stopped the pretzels, stopped
and
the diet pop. And we were eating all no-fat and low-fat food, so we brought back butter. What a heaven send. Who doesn't like butter?
Well, I have to share this with you guys.
Okay.
Yesterday, I had a caller from a client that listens to our show all the time. And she actually lives in the southern part of the state, and she's a dairy farmer. So she, you know, she'd been listening to our show, and so she started eating butter, and she got rid of the trans fats, and she drinks whole milk. And I have to give you her cholesterol readings. Her total cholesterol is 152. And, you know, generally we think anything under 200 is good. Her triglycerides, 36.
Wow.
And we say anything under 75 is very good. And, you know, Larry's was how much?
His triglycerides?
At one time?
Oh, 1,300.
Oh, my God.
Way up there.
The HDL, the cholesterol that we consider
good
is good. Anything above 40. Hers was 72. And her LDL, the kind of the cholesterol that we may not like so much, it was, and we say anything below, now the new guidelines is anything below 100, but they used to say anything below 140. Hers was 73.
Oh,
now she eats whole milk. She eats lots of butter. Her kids tease her because she uses so much butter. And guess what? She eats no trans fats.
Beautiful cholesterol numbers.
And she didn't know how to interpret these numbers, and that's why she called me.
Oh,
and I said,
great?
I want to share these with
it's listeners. It's like, woohoo.
It's great.
So I would just like to invite anyone, and that's a great testimony, Dar, because people get so much information just from listening to the show. And if you have questions for us today, give us a call at 651-641-1071. And I wonder, Dar, if our ancestors, the hunters and gatherers who ate virtually no sugar, had problems and ate lots of protein and good fat, had plantar fasciitis. What do you think?
I would think not.
I don't think they wore flip-flops, but I think they probably went barefoot.
And they walked everywhere.
I know. And they ate very little natural sugar. You know, even the fruit was not like the fruit today. It was had very little sugar in it. And guess what?
What?
No corn syrup sweetener at all.
No high fructose corn syrup.
No.
So, Deb, somehow you made the connection between sugar and inflammation in your foot. How did that happen?
Well, you know, I was thinking about Dar. After all the tests came back negative, it's like, this is not a coincidence. This is not a coincidence that, you know, one foot was really, really bad. The next foot was starting. And so Dar had some recommended reading, and I started doing some research. And then I put it together that my body, the pH had changed, and it changed because of all the Tums. And the Tums were because of all the sugar and wheat. So I said, you know what? Let me just see if this is right. So for 2 weeks, no sugar, no wheat. And guess what? No funny shoes, no devices to pull my toes back.
Now,
no.
Wait a minute.
No cane.
You were walking with this.
I had a boot and a cane
for how many months?
4 months.
And you just said in 2 weeks, in 2 weeks of cutting out the sugar and the wheat, no pain. 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Unbelievable.
Yes. And Deb, you also shared something as we were walking up to the studio today that you are now in the
smallest pants that I've ever worn.
All right. This just gets better and better. And we know though, Deb, you were being told things like this is chronic.
Oh,
you're going to have to learn to live with this pain.
Absolutely.
And we know that typical treatment, as nurses, we know this, that typical treatment for plantar fasciitis usually is an anti-inflammatory drug, which has many side effects, such as aspirin, ibuprofen, and sometimes injections of cortisone.
You know, I did have an injection because I was so desperate because the pain was so bad. And that was probably one of the more painful things I've ever had done. And I would have to say that I can still feel, you know, in that foot, maybe, you know, just I wouldn't even call it a pain, but I think that's because of the injection.
Well, that is actually, Deb, one of the side effects of taking in a cortisone injection is that there are some major side effects of those things.
Well, so, you know what did happen, Dar, was that it weakened the fascia,
yes.
And I ended up ripping. Yep. I ran upstairs and I heard three pops and I ripped it. And if you don't think that was, but that was partially due to the shot and weakening it. And had I read the book sooner and found out that I was doing wrong, I would have not needed the shot.
So you know what? Let's take a break now, and then because we have several callers, and then when we come back from
break,
we'll get the callers.
Okey-doke.
You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. You know, if you're struggling with painful feet, nutrition is really a must, even down to eating protein several times a day to maintain the collagen on the bottom of your feet. Collagen on your cheekbones keeps the wrinkles away. Collagen is made from protein. So we can say protein is the best kept secret for anti-aging and to reduce inflammation in your feet. Questions today, 651-641-1071.
I'm a new soul. I came to this strange world hoping I could...
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. You know, we are so excited at Nutritional Weight and Wellness about our fall classes. Dar, I know you've been working really hard, training lots of teachers, because we want to get our weight and wellness series out there everywhere so people don't have to drive clear across the cities. We have 12 classes starting.
Yes, and many, many, many different locations. In fact...
convenient locations like our new site, and we're really excited about this, in Woodbury. It's right off of 94 and Woodbury Drive. So that for people that are coming from Wisconsin or
like
the
River Falls or
the
or
East
Hudson
Side.
Or, yes, all
absolutely.
Those places.
It'd be great for them to sign up. And I'd also like to say, because on Friday, we took this great call from a business owner who's bringing all five of her staff to the Weight and Wellness series in Woodbury. And we're so excited. So for you people out there, if you own a business or if you work in an office, bring your fellow employees so that you can do this together. The synergy that happens in these classes is just fantastic.
You know, and the other couple of other locations that we have now is Burnsville. And people have been asking us to come across the river for a long time. And we finally ventured across the river. And so we have a class in Burnsville. So you don't have to drive so far and you don't have to cross that 35W bridge. And it's right in your location. So that
and Eden Prairie.
And Eden Prairie.
Maple Grove. White Bear. Wayzata.
And Wendy, I know you are teaching the Friday morning, and that's, what time does that start?
That starts at 9:30 on Friday morning in White Bear, and I love to teach class, so everybody, you're
and
welcome
you,
to join
you
me.
You know, she's got a sense of humor, she makes it fun, but she teaches you stuff.
Exactly.
People love her classes, so.
And I personally want to invite everyone to attend my food and mood class, which is Monday evening. It's a two-hour class. Again, it can totally change your life. And that's going to be in White Bear from 6:30 to 8:30 on Monday evening. And
This
coming Monday evening. So call 651-699-3438 and they can help you. Or go to our website, which is wonderful, weightandwellness.com.
And with the cool weather, what a great time to take a course. You know, reward yourself with the gift of a great life. You deserve the best life you can have. And it's just a phone call away. What's that phone number?
651-699-3438 or weightandwellness.com.
Yes.
So I'm sure Hannah is very busy right now answering the phone. So we're going to take some phone callers here. And hi, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. Hi, Sonia. Can I help you?
Hi. I just recently had my right knee replaced, a total knee replacement.
Yes.
Last week, and that's the least of my problems. It's doing really well.
Good.
But they've got me on Percocet
and
some iron pills and
Okay.
Relafin.
Yep, that's an anti-inflammatory.
Yep.
Yep.
And some stool softeners. But last night I had the worst night of my life with such terrible constipation. I couldn't sit, stand, move.
Yep, and then all those things that you're taking will lead to constipation for sure. Now, if I was working with you, a couple of things that I would recommend is certainly if you could put some good bacteria into your system, which is like bifidobacteria, through the day, that will probably help. Also, a form of magnesium that's called magnesium citrate, which pulls water into the intestinal tract, into your colon, and it helps with that constipation. And Wendy, do you have other ideas here as far as, because she...
Well, I would like her, you know, in as far as looking at her food, you know, make sure you're drinking plenty, you know, extra water.
Okay.
And lots of vegetables and good quality fiber.
Yeah, I'm not eating much just because I'm not very hungry yet.
Well, yeah. You know, I think vegetables, do cook vegetables. Make some soups.
If
you get somebody could make some soups, like vegetable soups with some meat in them, those are the easiest things to digest.
Okay.
But no, I mean, I'd stay away from bread.
Yeah.
Because that's more constipating.
Oh. And cheese.
And cheese. And don't eat bananas because that's constipating. Apples are more constipating.
Yeah,
but berries and cantaloupe.
Lots of good veggies and...
You know, spinach would be great.
Some sauerkraut.
Yeah. All those things.
What would that good bacteria be that you mentioned?
Oh, bifidobacteria. That's what we have in our intestinal tract.
Is that found in yogurt?
It is somewhat. Yep.
Yeah, but some yogurt would be a good thing to add, but right now you need the supplement.
Okay.
And, you know, you need...
definitely stay away from inflammatory things in your diet that create more pain.
Sugar.
Like ice cream?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, ice cream, sugar, coffee, soda, diet pop, all those things.
Okay. The wrong stuff.
Okay.
You are!
So you've got a lot of work on your hands here.
Yeah, you feel like you get to treat yourself since you had this surgery. So.
Oh, sure. But, you know, you can't, so...
Okay, well, thank you.
You treat yourself with great food.
Yes, treat yourself with good food.
And then you'll heal
faster.
Some butter. You'll heal much faster.
Yep.
By the way, before you hang up,
yes.
I have, you know, if you want to speed up your healing,
yes.
We have a great product that's called Surgical Healing.
Okay.
And a company put this together, and it honestly, people heal so much faster. And I know my sister-in-law took it after a hip surgery, and she said, unbelievably,
it's
how
amazing.
Fast she healed. And because they have put in all the nutrients that you need for that immediate healing after surgery. So,
Dar, where can you get that?
At our office at Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Nutritional Weight and Wellness, yep. So thanks, Sonia.
Yeah, thanks for the call. All right.
And good luck in your recovery.
So
we got more calls?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Hi, Audrey. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question?
I do. My husband has a Morton's neuroma. He's had surgery on it 2 times, and it's starting to bother him again. I'm just wondering if anything nutritionally would be helpful.
Well, I'm going to scratch my bottom of my brain here. So what is kind of causing that? You know, I'd have to look at, the first thing I'd have to look at is healthy fats.
Yeah,
I mean,
inflammation.
I think you have to make sure that you're not eating trans fats or refined oils.
Yep.
And you get
And
rid
the
of
other
those.
One thing
okay.
The other place that I would look is we need B vitamins here. You
okay.
know, we
B,
really
B vitamins. Okay.
Our B vitamins and
okay.
we need and like Dar said, the healthy good fish oils to bring down inflammation. I would take out the sugar. I would do just what Deb did. I would take out the sugar. I would take out, you know, refined carbohydrates and wheat and put in the protein.
Okay.
Good quality vegetables and then good fats.
Okay. All right. Well, we have just started taking fish oil.
Perfect.
And
how much is he taking?
We're each taking two tablets. A day or two. What are they called? They're not tablets. They're
capsules.
Soft
yeah,
gels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, he needs to double that for sure.
Right.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And you know,
that.
If that doesn't solve it, you know, maybe come in and see one of us because there's a lot of things that you can do to prevent that. So.
Oh, Oh, wonderful. Good. So,
and magnesium always supports the, you know, because those muscles tense up around there. And,
exactly. Always magnesium. Always magnesium, they say.
Always magnesium.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, thanks.
Wonderful.
Thanks
yep,
for the call.
Take good care of your husband there.
I will. Thank you.
Okay,
so
Audrey. Thank you for calling.
So, should we take a break? I think maybe we should.
Well, I don't want to,
and then we'll take more callers when we get back. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company specializing in sound, practical nutritional information. This is an interesting fact. Coconut oil is a very healthy oil to use on your feet to moisturize and soften them. Also, coconut oil has been found to prevent skin infections because it has been credited with having antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. Because coconut oil has so many different wide-range benefits for maintaining healthy feet, we believe it's a very inexpensive but very effective treatment for your feet. So questions today, 651-641-1071.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. You know, there is a famous saying, when our feet hurt, we hurt all over. So it's very important to provide good nutrition for our feet. And as we get older, the feet tend to lose their protective fat, especially on the bottom of the feet.
I mean, Wendy, I think that's a new thought, that we actually have
fat on
our
feet,
that cushion of fat on our feet, and that we lose it.
Yeah, we don't lose it anywhere else, but why do we lose it there? So that protective fat is on the bottom of our feet, and this happens faster and more extensively when we age.
And when we have high blood sugars, too, don't they?
That's right,
yeah.
like diabetics. A diet with sufficient good fats and quality proteins for building collagen is extremely important as we age.
Yeah, it is. Definitely.
I'm always telling my friends and family that how nutrition affects every part of our body. 3 weeks ago, Dar, you talked about how nutrition helps the health of our eyes.
Yes, we did. We talked about cataracts, macular degeneration.
And then last week was about how nutrition helps with attention deficit disorder. And today, nutrition and feet. I know, man, when my feet hurt, I hurt everywhere. It just wasn't any fun, Dar.
And like you said, when mama isn't happy,
nobody's
when mama's
happy.
Hurting,
nobody's
everybody's
happy.
Hurting, right?
Yeah, when mama's not happy, nobody's happy.
So if anybody missed those shows and they want to hear about this, they can go to our website, weightandwellness.com, click on radio shows, and you can listen to them right there on your computer. It's so fun.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, it is. So we have lots of callers, and we're going to get to them right now. And Gail, hi there. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have some questions for us?
Yeah, well, my name is Gail. I'm a 52-year-old recovering fat phobic.
Okay.
Who has been running half marathons for about 20 years, who has recently, in the last year, let fats come into my life, and I can't say I have felt so much better than I have in my previous 20 years. And I listen to you guys on Saturdays, and you talk about avocados and nuts and oils that before was forbidden, you know, territory until this last 8 months. And I just, every time you guys talk about good fats, it really draws me in because it was something, I'm of that generation that everything was fat free. You never ate any fat. And, yep. And I'm fairly fit, person, but I have not noticed much difference having added those fats that I avoided for years.
In what difference in what way? I mean, that you,
I have better stamina running.
Okay.
I don't run out of energy as much. I'm not as cold. You know,
okay.
Cold feet syndrome. Every woman, every husband is like, your feet are cold.
Yeah. and your chances of getting an injury is much less now, isn't it?
I have noticed that I haven't hurt. I had a varicose vein removed about 2 months ago. The recovery in that was nothing. I was running, well, you're not supposed to run before 2 weeks, which I did anyway. But I really noticed the avocado thing, which it is so funny. Those of us in that generation, that those fats were just such a forbidden thing. And I've done nuts and avocados and olive oil.
Now, have you gained weight?
Do you know what? I was a little bit underweight, and so I probably gained about 4 pounds, but not because of the fat intake. It was something that was needed anyway.
Okay.
I'm pretty
balancing
thin.
Your body. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm fine with it, to be honest. I was too thin. So,
okay.
But but I haven't, you know, it's not like you've gained like 15 or 20 pounds.
I know, and that's all the, you know, especially people that are into fitness, they're always afraid that they're going to gain weight if they start adding those fats, and that's just myth, isn't it?
Doesn't happen.
And I'm just saying the 4 or 5 was just for me saying I need to eat more. And
okay.
So that, I don't think it was really from the fats, but I feel so much better. And
great.
I never thought that that could be true by adding those things. But again, I'm so glad you guys are proponents of the good fats for those of us of that generation that just, it's really hard to enter that back in.
It is, isn't it?
And I think this, all the races that are coming up this fall, if people can just, you know, buy into that and start using
eating
olive
some
oil
nuts and nuts, avocados
and you know,
butter
and all those things, they're gonna do much better. So
the butter, I'm having a hard time with that one.
Okay,
well, give it a try.
I'm still working into it. This is
okay,
quite
Gail.
A year.
All right.
Thank you so much for the call, Gail. That was great.
Yeah, thanks for your good words.
And right. Happy running.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Right. So
we have lots more calls.
We are,
Dar.
Yeah. Hi, Bill. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question?
Yes, I do. My wife is a cook at one of the high schools and on her feet all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Then we turn around and she's got the heel pain that you were discussing.
Right.
Earlier you were saying that you had changed your diet over so that the heel pain went away in a couple of weeks. But how does that affect, again, the cholesterol where she's running a little higher?
That'll help it, too.
Oh, yeah, it'll help. Yeah, I mean, you know, you need healthy fats and you don't need sugar. Because I think that, Bill, that's a myth that, you know, fats, bad fats, trans fats, granted, that increases your cholesterol. But as butter and olive oil and avocados do not. So it's a matter of bringing down that sugar level or that high processed carbohydrates. And that's what you did, Deb, didn't you?
Oh, exactly.
You stopped eating what?
I stopped eating wheat and I stopped eating sugar. And 2 weeks later, the swelling, inflammation was gone. The pain was gone. I mean, I'm a new person.
I mean, I think, Bill, I mean, this is why we're doing the show. For people like your wife, you know, she's got, you know, it's just kind of like you have to do it if you want to keep working. And I think most people, they do want to continue to work. You know, if you've got inflamed feet, if you're a nurse, you got to keep on your feet.
Well, that's your livelihood.
Yeah. Yeah.
And all the rubbing and the ice is going to help.
Yeah. That's your livelihood.
Yeah. So get her to do that.
Your classes that you have over in YZ, are they open or scheduled on weekends or just during the week?
Right now they're during the week, but we do have a Saturday morning class in St. Paul that is great. So, you know, a little drive over to St. Paul wouldn't hurt. And so that class starts at 9:30 on Saturday mornings and runs to 11:30. So that would be a great opportunity for both of you. And I encourage you both to take it together and have fun with it, you know?
Okay. I will listen to the remainder of the program. Thank you for your inputs.
Okay.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
So I think what we're going to do is we're going to pop up here and we're going to take a call from Molly.
Okie doke.
Hi, Molly. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. I wanted to ask a question about, I was recently diagnosed with Graves' disease. It's an overactive thyroid.
Yes, it is.
Is there some nutritional supplements that I could take?
Well, I mean,
or should be worried about?
Well, I think we should start with food.
Okay. Absolutely.
And because Graves' disease, I believe, is this not right? It's an autoimmune disease. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
It is.
Wendy?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's start with food. And Wendy,
yeah.
You talk a little bit.
Well, yeah. What you're definitely going to want to do, Molly, is you really want to eat in balance.
Okay.
And that's going to be very important. We need to get really good, healthy fats to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And to decrease the inflammation, you want good quality protein. And then we really need to look at your intestines, Molly, because with an autoimmune disease, we need to really look at that and heal that. And I would suggest with all the things that you have going on that you really want to consider, you're one of those people we would want to have an individual consultation.
Okay.
Because it's very complex.
Because what you want to do, if possible, is turn off that autoimmune response.
Yes.
So you can stop it in its tracks. And then once you know how to eat that way, then it won't come back for you. So.
Super.
Okay.
Now, and I have one more question.
Sure.
Which is or isn't related, I'm not sure, but I've been recently discovered kombucha.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Of fermented tea.
Mm-hmm.
Is that good for your intestinal?
It seems to be good for a lot of people. Sure.
It may or may not be. If you have a lot of yeast, then no. But it does help cleanse our liver. It helps us digest our food.
Do you
But it's not
that?
Good for everyone.
Oh, okay.
So it's, you know, and again, maybe down the road in 6 weeks or 6 months, it might be perfect or it might be perfect now. And at this point, we, you know, if we sit down with you and talk to you on an individual basis.
But you're on the right track. You need good bacteria and things like that. So,
yeah.
Okay,
but
good.
Just
well,
call
I will look on the website and sign up for a class because you have them in Woodbury, right?
Yes, we do.
When is the next class?
It starts this week.
Yep.
When does Woodbury start? Anyway, just go to the website. I think
it's Tuesday night.
We have so many.
It's probably September 16th, I think. So it's that evening at 6:30.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
I love your show.
Thank you very much, Molly. So we do have to take a break. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. Now, next, the weekend of September 27th through the 28th, we're moving our Wayzata office to a new location. You know, we're going to have more space, more counseling rooms, larger classroom. It's very easy to find. The good part, the staff will be the same great people ready to answer your questions. Now, it is 3 minutes away from where we are right now, and the address is 1250 Wayzata Boulevard, which is right across from the Holiday Station for all you people who live out in Wayzata, Plymouth area. And now, the nice thing is we're going to start Saturday counseling hours out there. So if you're really busy during the week and you need a Saturday appointment, we can do it. So if you have questions for that office, it's 952-345-0766. And call them and get the directions. So we'll be back in a minute.
I woke up from my sleep to the sound of that voice. Words that I heard, I had no
Welcome
choice.
Back to Dishing Up Nutrition. We've been talking about foot health today and how to avoid plantar fasciitis and what to do if you have inflammation in your feet.
And remember the old saying, you are what you eat. Well, you know, if you eat bad fats, bad carbs, and that's including high fructose corn syrup, you will have bad feet, just like me.
So you do want good fats to keep the cell membrane healthy and flexible. Good fats to eat would be nuts, olives, avocado, olive oil, butter, coconut oil, cream, but no margarine, no Crisco, no corn oil, no muffins, no soybean oil, or any other kind of vegetable oil.
And of course, we want to add healthy proteins such as eggs, chicken, beef, turkey, and salmon. All are anti-inflammatory, but soy
Sometimes
wheat
soy
and dairy,
is inflammatory.
Soy, that's what I'm trying to say. And so is wheat and so is dairy. They can be inflammatory for people.
So, Deb, I think we believe that we all should have an anti-inflammatory plan in place. And your anti-inflammatory plan was?
Well, it is to call Wayne Wellness.
I think
and get in one of those classes. It'll be the best move you ever make. You've saved my life over and over and over again. Thank you, Dar.
Thank you, Deb.
And remember, food is either the problem
or we want it to be your solution.
Yes.
Have a great day, everyone. Thank
Bye,
you.
Bye, everybody.